We're sitting around a large table in a conference room at the headquarters of the Carson Scholars Fund. Dr. Ben Carson is visiting with some of his Carson scholars as he laments that somewhere along the line, Americans have lost common knowledge.
The people who founded this nation said our system of government and our freedoms are based upon an informed and well-educated populace, and it cannot function with anything less than that. We currently have less than that. It's causing some degree of turmoil and changing the nature of our nation.
It's why the Carson Scholars Fund has found and labeled about 6,000 students over nearly 20 years as Carson Scholars.
We've discovered that a lot of these young people, you know, they develop the right kind of confidence, not cockiness, you know, not arrogance, just the right kind of confidence to know that they will play a role in the leadership of the world.
Let's meet some of the scholars. This is Eric Raley.
I am an 8th grade student at Edgewood Middle School. This is my first time as a Carson Scholar.
Eric has become very involved in an anti-bullying program at school called The Wave of Kindness.
It was based off a book called The Wave, of how one person could manipulate so many people to do the wrong thing, but we wanted to manipulate people to do the right thing. We're all about promoting kindness and preventing meanness. Like, if you think about it, a wave, as it flows, it gets bigger. That represents the kindness we can spread through the world, and when it hits its rocks, it creates an impact. We want to create a positive impact and give people the courage to speak up on bullying around the world.
Maybe it's the children who can show the adults, because all you have to do is turn on the news and you can see the adults engage in bullying all the time, and then they're shocked when the kids do it.
This is Megan Kilpatrick from Severna Park. She's known Dr. Carson for a long time.
I have a brain malformation, and he has actually operated on me.
But Carson Scholars Fund Executive Director Amy Warner says because of Dr. Carson, Chiari malformation doesn't define Megan anymore.
She's a four-time Carson Scholar and has personally taken on a very large fundraiser for a very rare disease, and has managed to grow that year after year.
She has the Chiari walk and, you know, gets other people involved. And not only, you know, does that raise money, but that raises awareness, which is very important.
My name is Billy Yerchek. I go to Franklin Middle School in Reisterstown, Maryland, and I'm a first-time Carson Scholar.
Dr. Carson, Billy has engaged in more than 450 hours of community service. That's almost longer than he's been alive.
Well, you know, what do we need to help get our country moving in the right way? We need people who are very smart and people who don't mind using their time and energy to help others.
I would like to be an engineer, aerospace, and I would like to try to see if there's life on any other planet and try to be extraordinary like you.
My brother, Curtis, became an engineer, mechanical and aeronautical. I became the brain surgeon, and he became the rocket scientist.
The Carson Scholars Fund awards these gifted students $1,000 scholarships. Part of the mission is also to promote the Ben Carson Reading Project, which encourages independent reading in a friendly atmosphere at school and in the community. So, Amy, how do you raise money for all this?
There's a number of ways. Our largest fundraiser is a local golf tournament that is a celebrity golf tournament, and we've had wonderful support with Cal Ripken, Jerome Bettis. We've had Darius Rucker come by. And what they do is they play golf with some of our corporate sponsors. And it's usually about $250,000 fundraiser annually.
Tomorrow, will Dr. Carson run for president?
You know, I'm concerned about fiscal responsibility. I'm concerned about the loss of freedom.
John Patty, WBAL and WBAL.com.